A Treasury of Great Hymns. Dr. Al Smith dedicated his life to communicating the gospel through music. Christians in hundreds of churches recall his unique style of telling the stories of favorite hymns and gospel songs. Today, from our recording library, we hear Dr. Smith as he sang and told how he wrote, "Be Thou Exalted." From Bob Jones University, this is A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelch. For years, Christians around the world have sung "For God So Loved the World," as well as other gospel songs written by the late Dr. Alfred B. Smith. Today, by recording, we'll hear him sing and tell the story behind one of his best-known hymns,
"Be Thou Exalted." This was a testimony of Fanny Crosby. She wrote some 8,000 or 9,000 sets of words, poems, to be set to music. Can you imagine? Of course, the Lord kept her alive for 95 years, and she was busy right to the end. And she had been born with normal sight, and just a few weeks after being born, probably just a little inflammation, a little cold in the eyes, but somebody recommended a remedy that turned out to be a tragedy. It caused infection in the little eyes and eventually thick scar tissue, and it meant little Fanny Crosby would be blind the rest of her life. That is, physically. But as she said in years later, God made up for it in so many other ways. But she had a faithful grandmother that said, well, if she doesn't have her eyes, I'll be her eyes. And grandmother would help describing a painted sky as only God could paint it, whether it be a sunrise or a sunset. Said that Fanny Crosby could describe a sunrise and sunset better than anybody that had their normal sight, all because of Grandma. And then Fanny got to know the Bible. When she entered the Institute for the Blind, the first of its kind in America, in 1835, when she was 15, she had committed to memory 16 complete books in the Bible, big ones, some of them, and hundreds of other verses. See, God was giving foundation to this life, because later on it would need that scriptural foundation to write the songs that are still blessing people. What a thrill just to read some of these things, but one day it was almost as if I had found something that had been preserved just for me, and I read the poem "To the Trinity." Very rare that a songwriter would do that, and Fanny was writing one to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So beautifully titled, "Be Thou Exalted." It needed some changing. I think perhaps that's why it had not been used to a great extent before. But after looking at it, we changed some words, put a chorus to it, and God has blessed it in a special way. Mm. And when we get to the chorus, folks seem to enjoy just to get into it and sing praises to the Lord. "Be Thou Exalted Forever and Ever, God of Eternity, the Ancient of Days."
That was the voice of Dr. Al Smith, now with the Lord. At a sacred concert in 1982 in the Founders Memorial Amphitorium at Bob Jones University, Dr. Smith led the congregation in singing, "Be Thou Exalted."
I'll just sing it first. You kind of hum along, and then we'll all sing it, all right?
"Be Thou Exalted Forever and Ever, God of Eternity, the Ancient of Days. Wondrous in majesty, so mighty in wisdom, perfect in holiness, and worthy of praise. Be Thou exalted by seraphs and angels. Be Thou exalted with harp and with song, saints in their anthems of rapture adore Thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted, O Son of the Highest, gracious Redeemer, our Savior and King, one with the Father, co-equal in glory. Here at thy footstool, our homage we bring. Be thou exalted, thy servants and angels. Be thou exalted, who is harp and with song, saints in their anthems, of rapture adore thee, I will of glory forever. Amen.
Fine, now let's stand and do the last. Be thou exalted, O Spirit eternal. All right.
Be thou exalted, O Spirit eternal. Dwell in our hearts, keep us holy within. Be not such pain, be thy heavenly mouth. Healer of wounds in my heart, thy praise.
Chorus once more now.
Be thou exalted, my servant and angel. Be thou exalted, with all his love. Sing in their mouth, of them will adore thee. I feel the glory.
A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelsch inviting you to tune in next week at this same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.